Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 4th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 5.25 cents, July wheat down 9.5 cents, and July beans up 7.5 cents. Well, the wheat broke 20 cents off their opening highs. Potential key reversal there. We made a new high for the move anyway. And if we close under 503, it certainly wouldn't look good on the charts. Beans and corn strong off of the delayed plantings, with only 39% of the beans planted and 67% of the corn planted under expectations. And where it's bad, it's really bad. Illinois, Indiana, just those two states alone. Then you add in Ohio, Michigan, Missouri for the beans, South Dakota for corn and beans, and we're way behind. So, you know, this is now the 4th of June out here. I really believe that we're going to start having to put in some big reductions in the corn and eventually in the beans as well. So, you know, I'm bullish out here, but I think particularly corn and beans, but I still think that we could see a little bit of consolidation here this week. I don't expect that the June 11th supply and demand reports will have much of an indication of what's going on in the real world out here. So it's going to take some time for these numbers to trickle in and really see their effect out here. But we're going to get some more rains in Chicago today, a little bit tonight. It'll delay again some areas out here. But when it's all said and done, I find it hard to believe that, you know, we can't see corn move higher than we're at here right now. The wheat broke. I don't know if they got, I didn't see any rains in Australia, but I'm guessing they had some rain or changes of forecast either in Australia or in Russia. Something spooked the market. Overall, I think the wheat is probably a sell in here. I don't see the same problems. You know, they raised the winter wheat back to a 64% rating. I have no idea where they're getting these numbers from. But considering all the damage that we've seen with wind, rain, tornadoes, flooding, I just find it hard to believe out here. The ratings were really skewed by how good the crops are in the northwestern part of the country, Washington, Montana, Idaho, those areas. The crop looks really good, and I think it's really skewing these averages. But that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.